நேயர்களை நாம் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது 107.4 MHz அலைவரிசையில் தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி.
சமுதாய வானொலி நமக்கு இப்ப வந்தாச்சு, அதனால நாம் பெறுவோம் எத்தனை எத்தனை சேவை. ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார்மர்ஸ் எல்லாருக்கும் இதுதானே தேவை. விவசாயத்தில் வளம் பெறவே இது ஒரு அரிய வாய்ப்பு. அதனாலே இப்போதே எல்லாரும் கேளுங்க 107.4
இ-கம்யூனிட்டி எஃப்எம் 107.4.
Good afternoon, Nandal. I am S. Meena, doing my third BTech Energy and Environmental Engineering in Agriculture Engineering College and Research Institute.
I am Kavya Yadav, doing a third year BTech Triple in TNAU.
Hi, I am Madhupriya of third BTech Triple.
Hi friends, I am Yasmin. I am doing third year Triple in TNAU.
We are now to conduct a special program on this World Soil Day. And as we know that on this part, we have to know what that is and why we are celebrating that. Hi, we are on here for celebrating our World Soil Day, a special program on it. We must know why we are celebrating this day and what is the use of it.
As we are celebrating our 13th World Soil Day, now we are going to listen a poem of Sam of the Soil, which was written by Anand with apologies to H.W. Longfellow. Hearts of Gullies now remind us, we should build our lands to stay, and debating leave behind us fields that have not waged away. Then when our boys assume the mortgage on the land that's had our toil, they will not have the cushion. Here is the farm, but where is the soil?
And that's why we need to conserve the soil.
And now, why the day is celebrating? Soil is extremely important to the planet, but people might not think it's important, said by Rice, who is a distinguished professor of agronomy. They walk on it, but they don't see inside the soil. Water you can see as it flows. You can see if it's contaminated or dirty. With air, you're breathing it. You can see smoke in the air or pollution, but soils are not something we think about every day. To increase awareness about its importance, December 5, that is this day, today, has been designated World Soil Day. It was first celebrated in 2002 when the International Union of Soil Sciences made a resolution to make the celebratory annual event on that date. In 2013, the Food and Agriculture Organization, that is FAO, of the United Nations also adopted this day, today, December 5. That is, to increase awareness about its importance, December 5 has been designated World Soil Day. It was first celebrated in 2002 when the International Union of Soil Sciences made a resolution to make the celebratory annual event on that date. In 2013, the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO of the United States, also adopted today as World Soil Day. This year's designation will kick off an even bigger event to recognize soil and its many uses. The International Year of Soils will take place in 2015, with each month emphasizing a different benefit of soil. World Soil Day celebrates the importance of soil as a critical component of the natural system and as a vital contributor to the human commonwealth through its contribution to food, water, energy security and as a mitigator of biodiversity loss and climate change. It is celebrated particularly by the global community of 60,000 soil scientists charged with responsibility of generating and communicating soil knowledge for the common good. Many events focused on increasing the public awareness of soil and its contribution to humanity and the environment. It is held on December 5th because it corresponds with the official birthday of H.M. King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the King of Thailand, who has officially sanctioned the event. The FAO conference in June 2013 unanimously endorsed World Soil Day and requested the 68th UNGA to have it officially adopted on World Soil Day and International Year of Soils.
Let's see the importance of soil in agriculture and in nature. Vegetation acts as an interface between the atmosphere and the soil. It increases the permeability of the soil to rainwater, thus decreasing the runoff. It shelters the soil from winds, which results in decreased wind erosion as well as advantageous changes in microclimate. The roots of the plants bind the soil together and interweave with other roots, forming a more solid mass that is less susceptible to both water and wind erosion. The removal of vegetation increases the rate of surface erosion. So let's see the soil erosion and its types. I think we should first know what soil erosion first of all. Soil erosion is the washing or blowing away of the top layer of soil. This is a serious problem for people who want to grow crops. If the soil has eroded, the crop will not grow very well. Erosion also leaves large holes in the earth, which can weaken buildings and even cause them to collapse. Types of soil erosion. There are numerous causes that lead to various types of soil erosion in India, such as natural forces like wind and water, and artificial factors like deforestation, mining, etc. The different types of soil erosion are wind erosion, water erosion, sheet erosion, rill erosion, gully erosion, splash erosion, valley or stream erosion, and thermal erosion.
Let us see about wind erosion. It is a major geomorphological force, especially in arid and semi-arid regions. It is also a major source of land degradation, evaporation, desertification, harmful airborne dust, and crop damage, especially after being increased for above natural rates by human activities such as deforestation, urbanization, and agriculture. Water erosion means it is due to the flow of water at high velocity during the flood and heavy rain times.
Sheet erosion. It is a transport of loosened soil particles by overland flow. Rill erosion refers to the development of small, ephemeral, concentrated flow paths which function as both sediment source and sediment delivery systems for erosion on hill slopes. Flow depths in rills are typically of the order of a few centimeters or less, and along channel slopes may be quite steep.
To know the gully erosion, which occurs when runoff water accumulates and rapidly flows in narrow channels during or immediately after the heavy rains or melting snow, removing soil to a considerable depth. Then is of splash erosion. It is the impact of a falling raindrop that creates a small crater in the soil, ejecting the soil particles. The distance these soil particles travel can be as much as 0.6 meter, that is 2 feet, vertically, and 1.5 meter, that is 5 feet, horizontally on the level ground.
And now, valley or stream erosion. It occurs with continued water flow along a linear feature. The erosion is both downward, deepening the valley, and headward, and extending the valley into the hilly side, creating headcuts and steep banks. Thermal erosion. It is the result of melting and weakening permafrost due to moving water. It can occur both along rivers and at the coast.
As we saw what soil erosion is, there must be the measures for controlling erosion too. In that, we have 9 steps, and the first one is of regulation of land use. This includes all the measures for securing such alterations in existing patterns of land use as are necessary to ensure that the different types of lands are used according to their land use capability, that is, the use for which, in view of their physical characteristics, they are best fitted. And a second step will be discussed by our Meena.
Yeah, the second is retiring cultivated lands in highly erodible areas from cultivation and bringing them under forest or grazing. The restrictions on are closure of grazing in badly eroded forests or grazing lands and settlement of shifting cultivators to permanent cultivation are some examples of the types of alterations which are needed. Yasmin, will you explain me some of the steps?
Yeah, I have one step. Afforestation and preservation of forest by scientific forest management. And also another step too, improvement of land use practices on farmlands. This includes such measures as bluffing along the contours and strip cropping on sloping lands, proper crop rotations, application of adequate manures and fertilizers, and care of fallows and other uncultivated lands.
Let me tell about the engineering measures. Under this, construction of bunds and terraces, check dams, channels for drainage of surplus water, gully plugging, etc. The farmers should have proper understanding on their part of the nature of the soil problem, and their active participation in soil conservation programs are essential for the success of these programs. improvements in farming practices depends entirely only upon the farmers. Government's function will be discussed by Madhu.
The government function is mainly one of the convincing them for the need for such improvements and demonstrating the correct methods for adopting them. The financial assistance in the shape of supplies at reduced rates or in other forms may also be given. And the formation of Association of Farmers for Soil Conservation Work has also been proposed in order to provide a suitable medium through which the soil conservation measures can be taken on a cooperative basis at the village levels. And last step will be discussed by Meena.
This is steps for the control of erosion and conservation of soil. It has been taken for a number of years in certain states like the Punjab, where the forestation in the Shivalik Hills, and Bombay, where bunding and terracing work was taken in Deccan. But there has been no country-wide effort in this direction so far, and even in states where the work has been going on, this has been on a very limited scale. The program for soil conservation in the plan, though small in comparison with the magnitude of the problem, marks the beginning of a country-wide effort to tackle it.
Now let's see how to conserve the soil erosion. There are many ways in this, like planting windbreakers can be effective. A windbreak is a line of plants that are planted to stop or slow the wind. A thick row of bushes planted next to a field of plants can stop the wind from blowing the soil away. This method also helps against the water erosion as the soil gets caught up against the roots of the bushes rather than washing away.
Kavya, do you know that terraforming is also an effective one, in where the terraces are level places that have been made by people on hill sides? People can cut level sides into a side of hills to create a place to grow crops.
Yeah, if the crops are growing on a slope, then one should plant them in lines that run across the slope rather than up and down. So if the slope goes downhill to the south, then the plants should be in rows that run from east to west.
Yeah, now only I remember that to prevent this decomposition, the government can put up groins, that is wooden planks, along the beaches, or they could build the sea walls against the cliffs. Do you know that 5% in Australia is caused by rainfall?
India is losing 5,334 million tons of soil every year due to soil erosion. This is because of indiscreet and excess use of fertilizers, insecticides and pesticides over the years. About 1 millimeter of topsoil is being just lost each year, with a total loss of 5334 million tons annually due to soil erosion. Minister of State for Agriculture K.V. Thomas said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha.
In that, the rate of loss is 16.4 tons per hectare every year, the minister said while quoting from a study that is conducted by a Central Soil Water Conservation Research and Training Institute, Dehradun. And also some experiments were conducted by Indian Council of Agriculture Research indicated that non-judicious and imbalanced use of inorganic fertilizers like NPK over years may result in deterioration of soil fertility, nutrient deficiencies, etc., which was said by Mr. Thomas. And Yasmin, do you know the system of integrated nutrient management? Will you please explain me?
Of course, Madhu. On whether wrong irrigation practices were also responsible for this, the minister said excessive use of irrigation water in canal command may lead to secondary salination, affecting thereby soil and the crop productivity. Detailing about corrective steps taken by the government, he said in order to promote judicious use of chemical fertilizers, the government is advocating soil test based balanced and integrated nutrient management, that is INM. INM relies on conjunctive use of both inorganic and organic sources of plant nutrients like farmyard manure, compost, biofertilizers and green manuring.
Yeah, during 2008-09, in order to promote soil test based judicious use of fertilizers for improving soil health and its productivity, the government has launched National Project on Management of Soil Health and Fertility. Besides location-specific bioengineering measures developed by the Central Soil Water Conservation Research and Training Institute, Dehradun, for controlling soil erosion vis-a-vis topsoil, the government has launched several programs during different plant periods, including Integrated Wasteland Development Program and National Watershed Development Program, for rain-fed areas.
Let's see the status of our country. Soil erosion in India is amongst the leading areas of concern for the government of India. It affects cultivation and farming in the country in adverse and unfavorable ways. In India, almost 130 million hectares of land.
What, Kavya? It is almost 45% of total geographical surface area, no?
Yeah, which is affected by serious soil erosion through gorge and gully, shifting cultivation, cultivated wastelands, sandy areas, deserts, and waterlogging. Soil erosion by rain and river that takes place in hilly areas causes severe landslides and floods while cutting trees for agricultural implements, firewood, and timber. Why not someone tell about the wind erosion?
Wind erosion causes the development of deserts, dust, storms, whirlwinds, and destruction of crops while moving sand covers the land and makes it sterilized. Excessive soil erosion with the resultant high rate of sedimentation in the reservoirs and decreased fertility has become a solemn environmental problem for the country with the disastrous economic consequences.
Okay, now let us see soil erosion in our country's forests. The different parts of our country, north, south, east and west, everywhere have been affected by soil erosion at different levels. The forest in the southern zone are least affected by soil erosion, while the rest of the areas are almost equally affected. The southern zones have the best preserved forest in the country, but it suffers from general problems related to aridity, low productivity, and shallow soil depth. Major chunk of soil eroded areas, however, come from agricultural and other land uses. The highest level of erosion is seen occurring in the central zone.
What about the eastern zone and western zone?
Yeah, in eastern zone, it is the worst one as it suffers from shifting cultivation and excessive rainfall. The western zone suffers due to aridity. Okay, anyone say about effects of soil erosion in our country?
Yeah, due to the soil erosion, there is a huge loss of nutrients in suspension or solution, which are washed away from one place to another, that causing a depletion on or enrichment of nutrients. Besides this, the loss of nutrients from the topsoil, there is also a degradation through the creation of gullies and ravines, which makes the land inappropriate for agriculture production. Subsidence of the land in some areas and landslides in the hilly regions are problems that have an effect on highways, habitations and irrigation dams.
And moreover, our soil erosion ruthlessly affects agriculture, which is the most important and widespread occupation of the nation. Physical damage is the most visible form of soil loss and most likely to be remedied. Ironically, the most damaging of all is the rainfall when the water droplet hit the soil. From there on, the flow of water causes sheetwash, surface gullies, tunnels and scour banks in rivers. And moreover, in dry climates, the wind blowing is the main cause of this soil erosion. The government is trying out various procedures of soil conservation in India to check this damage caused by this phenomenon. Though soil erosion through natural agencies can hardly be checked, artificial means like mining, deforestation and others are being strictly brought under the umbrella of law and being stringently implemented. The Indian government is adopting an adequate measure to reach the unpleasant effects of soil erosion in India.
Yeah, of course, in our newspaper, that is Times of India, they said that our Deputy Commissioner of Udupi, that Mr. Mudu Mohan, on Friday visited that Kankoda Pandarinath Bajana Mandali, near which severe sea erosion occurred. Our DC directed engineers of ports and fisheries to dump the additional boulders there to prevent the further ingress of sea. On Sunday also, he visited the areas that are hit by the sea erosion at Kaup and Malpi, said a detailed report will be prepared and submitted to the state government in this regard.
Meena, is there any mission formulated by our government?
Yeah, our government formulates a mission to provide every farmer with a soil health card. It's issue of about 3 crore soil health cards in the current year, and it will be targeted of about 5.5 crore in the upcoming years.
Kavya, could you please explain about that Kedar temple issue?
Adi Shankara Samadhi, which is located behind the Kedar temple, was washed away during the flash flood and devastation happened in the Kedarnath in June last year. And many steps were also taken by the government.
Until now, we have entirely discussed about soil erosion. We students must give a very big solution for this. what we are going to do?
It's our duty to put our hands together with the farmers to make this World Soil Day a successful event in the upcoming years.
I think this will be the oath on this World Soil Day. Thanks a lot for the listeners.
Listeners, that was a special program on World Soil Day by our energy and environmental students S. Meena, S. Yasmin, K. B. Madhupriya and K. Kavya Yadav.